So let's start with the rhythm guitar part. We're going to let it do both a little. On the original recording, one guitar did the and just let that ring out, and the other guitar came in on top of it. But we can do this with one guitar. We're using a Stratocaster. I'm using mine in the middle position. For the solos at the end, you might want to go to the bridge position. That'll make it easier for the slide to pick up those really high notes. So I'm in the middle position. That opening, that's your fifth string open, followed by a hammer-on on the third fret. I'm using finger two. Then we'll do the same thing on the fourth string. Play it open, hammer-on to the third fret, and then I'm going to pull that off to play the fourth string open. Then I'll come back and play the fifth string third fret by itself, and then the fourth string open. We'll let that ring out until we hit this power chord, and this is a D power chord. So I have finger one on the fifth string, fifth fret. Finger three, you're on the fourth string, seventh fret. Hit these together. Move them down two frets to frets three and five. This is a C chord. Strike that. Then move them down two frets again to frets one and three. This is B flat chord. Then I'm going to keep the third finger down, but I'm going to play the fifth string open and then the sixth string, third fret. Then I will jump back to the C power chord. So finger one, fifth string, third fret. Finger three, fourth string, fifth fret. Hit that. Then we'll play that fifth string open. Then sixth string, third fret. And then back up to the D power chord we started with. Frets five and seven. So this opening phrase again then slowly is.